Walt Whitman, America, 1888. Center of equal daughters, equal sons.
This is not a local matter. They've been killing young black men all over the country.
Die Polizei hatte einen Anruf erhalten, dass ein Verdächtiger mehrere Autoscheiben in Sacramento eingeschlagen und sich danach in einem Garten versteckt haben soll.
All alike endeared.
Die Beamten verfolgen den zweifachen Familienvater Stephen Clark bis in den Garten seiner Großmutter. Offenbar hatten sie das Smartphone, das er in seiner Hand hielt, für eine Waffe gehalten und 20 Schüsse auf ihn abgefeuert.
Claude McKay, Harlem Shadows, 1922. The sacred brown feet of my fallen race. Ah, heart of me, the weary, weary feet. In Harlem, wandering from street to street. Walt Whitman, Manhattan, 1888.
Immigrants arriving, 15,000 or 20,000 in a week.
Die neuen Regeln sollen es Flüchtlingen erschweren, in den USA einen Asylantrag zu stellen.
Some people call it an invasion. It's like an invasion.
Kritiker sagen, die Übergänge seien überlastet. Dort würden viele Flüchtlinge weggeschickt, ohne dass sie einen Antrag stellen konnten.
These are tough people in many cases.
A lot of young men, strong men, young men, strong men, young men, strong men.
And a lot of men that maybe we don't want in our country.
Henry David Thoreau, Civil Disobedience, 1849. Under a government which imprisons any unjustly, the true place for a just man is also a prison.
Bis zu 15,000 Soldaten sollen auf Anweisung von Präsident Trump das Heimatschutzministerium bei der Sicherung der Grenze zu Mexiko unterstützen.
It is there that the fugitive slave and the Mexican prisoner on parole and the Indian come to plead the wrongs of his race should find them.
Wir werden das nicht hinnehmen. Wenn sie uns mit Steinen bewerfen, schlägt unser Militär zurück.
Cast your whole vote, not a strip of paper merely, but your whole influence. A minority is powerless while it conforms to the majority.
Tremendous crime.
No guns on the other side, folks.
It happened in an instant.
Tremendous crime.
A brother and sister and a loaded gun.
If you would have had guns on the other side, if I took a couple of these folks in here, some especially wearing the red caps, make America great again. I promise. There wouldn't have been 130 people killed and hundreds of people lying in the hospital to this day. It might not have happened.
Konkret fordern die Demonstranten etwa ein Verbot von Sturmgewehren, bessere Sicherheitsüberprüfungen von Waffenkäufern und die Heraufsetzung des Mindestalters.
Hillary wants to disarm vulnerable Americans in high crime neighborhoods.
I didn't know my dad's gun was loaded and
okay, and I
shot her.
Okay.
I didn't mean to.
Whether it's a young single mom in Florida or a grandmother in Ohio, Hillary wants them to be defenseless.
If 1,000 men were not to pay their tax bills this year, that would not be a violent and bloody measure as it would be to pay them and enable the state to commit violence and shed innocent blood.
And if you take that gun away from them, it's going to be a very unfair situation.
Walt Whitman, Manhattan, 1888. The free city, no slaves, no owners of slaves. The beautiful city, the city of hurried and sparkling waters, the city of spires and masts, the city nested in bays, my city. The Land of the Free, ein Pop-Hörspiel von Svenja Wesemann. Unter Verwendung der Texte Manhattan und America von Walt Whitman, Harlem Shadows von Claude McKay und Civil Disobedience von Henry David Thoreau. Musik und Sounds von Svenja Wesemann, Zapsplat, YouTube, Freesound und Soundbible. Im Rahmen des Seminars im Hörspielstudio, das Pop-Hörspiel, Universität Paderborn 2019.